With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a growing list of leading Democrats on Capitol Hill are throwing their support behind Vice President Kamala Harris in her bid for the party's presidential nomination. Bob Agnew reports.
House Democratic Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar and Democratic Whip Catherine Clark were quick to voice their support for Harris, as did former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. By midday Monday, Senate Majority Whip Dick Durbin had become the highest-ranking Senate Democrat to endorse Harris, who also enjoys the support of President Biden. Others in the party say the process should remain open up until the Democrat convention next month. Bob Agnew reporting.
There's been another rapid secret trial of a journalist in Russia.
A Russian court says it has convicted a Russian-American journalist, Alsu Kormasheva, of spreading false information about the Russian military and sentenced her to 6.5 years in prison following a secret trial. She worked for the U.S. government-funded Radio Free Europe. Court records and officials said the conviction came Friday in the city of Kazan. That's the same day another court convicted Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich of espionage and sentenced him to 16 years in prison in a case the U.S. called politically motivated. Kormasheva's case was classified as secret. The radio group's CEO and president, Stephen Kapus, denounced the trial and conviction of Kormasheva. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
House leaders are calling on CrowdStrike CEO George Kurtz to testify to Congress about the cybersecurity company's role in sparking the widespread tech outage that grounded flights, knocked banks and hospital systems offline, and affected services around the world. CrowdStrike said this week a significant number of the millions of computers that crashed on Friday are back in operation. On Wall Street, the Dow by 127 points. This is SRN News. Christian relief groups are helping in Texas.
Hurricane Beryl slammed the state with strong winds, heavy rains, and storm surge, leaving many people without homes. Amongst the ministries that have responded are Texans on Mission, which has provided more than 60,000 meals to victims and has begun cleaning up debris. Spokesman David Wells says, quote, "This relief effort is a powerful picture of what it looks like when the body of Christ works together in his name." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana will delay implementing a requirement that the Ten Commandments be placed in all of the state's public school classrooms at least until November. The agreement was approved in a federal court that's considering a challenge to the order. The law's opponents argue it violates constitutional language forbidding government establishment of religion and guaranteeing religious liberty. Backers of the law argue the Ten Commandments are foundational to U.S. law. This is SRN News. Hundreds of people have been forced to evacuate from Muwasi in the Khan Yunis area following an Israeli military order. More on this story from correspondent Charles de Ledesma, reporting from London.
Hundreds of displaced people are once again forced to evacuate from about Muwasi in Khan Yunis, Gaza, following an Israeli military order asking people to leave the area it had designated as a humanitarian zone earlier. Osama Kuder tells the AP, "We were displaced from the eastern regions. They called us to evacuate. We took our children and left. There's no safe place left in the Gaza Strip. We don't know where to go." Carrying their few belongings, Palestinians leave the area walking or in donkey carts amid loud explosions and smoke as shelling continues. I'm Charles Dillardesma.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.